It's Friday, June 25th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. One thing to know today, all the security of the week with opposing research from ConnectWise and JumpCloud to understand and why you care. This is the Business of Tech. SonicWall says they detected 226.3 million attempted ransomware attacks between January and May 2021, which is a 116% increase over the same period. By region, 149% in the U.S. and 69% in the U.K. The company also released information about a vulnerability disclosed last year for its firewalls, and it was only partially fixed. And this DOS fix has been updated again to completely fix it. The Clop ransomware is back, despite recent arrests. The gang is listing new victims and have doxed two new victims. FBI Director Wray is urging companies to stop paying ransoms to hackers. And per research, 79% of cyber professionals agree. Russia's security chief is indicating that Moscow will work with the U.S. to find hackers with a hope for reciprocity. The National Security Agency showcased their new Cybersecurity Collaboration Center, a rare open collaboration with the private sector. The EU has a new one, too, their Joint Cyber Unit, designed to respond to public and private needs. A cohort of cybersecurity companies have signed an open letter to reform the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to resolve issues related to research and disclosure of security issues. Microsoft is warning about a call center ploy to get users to install ransomware. The first step is getting the user to call into a support center where a user is directed to download an infected Excel file, all to keep their service billing set up. And the Excel would theoretically unsubscribe them. Instead, Bazaar Loader is now on their machine. And another new scam? Brushing. Third-party sellers of online shopping platforms set up accounts in a stranger's name and send them products, and use the account to write fake, verified reviews to improve their seller rating. And your data is stolen. Criminals are also increasingly using virtual machines in research from Symantec. This approach provides additional cover, reducing likelihood of being discovered early. Hide in a VM, encrypt the host. ConnectWise and Vanson Bourne research cybersecurity challenges for SMBs. Protecting against cybersecurity attacks has fallen from being a top three priority in 49% of organizations in 2020 to 44% in 2021. 75% of decision makers agree that their organization is less secure due to added complexity of a remote workforce. Moreover, only 35% of decision makers report their organization is very well protected against remote devices and employees being breached. Only 7% of SMB organizations say they have cybersecurity-specific conversations as a matter of course with MSPs, a fall from 13% in 2020. Most SMBs would consider moving to a new IT service provider that has the right solution, and those SMBs are willing to pay, on average, 34% more for that service provider, the report estimates. Contrasting, JumpCloud's data says IT leaders are upset over the amount of cybersecurity money being spent to support remote work. In their 2021 State of the SME IT Admin report, 60% of respondents said their enterprise was paying, quote, for more tooling than they need to manage user identities, while another 56% said too much was being spent on enabling remote work. Respondents were more split on the top concerns, with 39% referencing software vulnerabilities, 37% expressing concern and reused usernames and passwords, and 36% mentioning unsecured networks. LogRhythm's data also shows a disconnect. Few InfoSec leaders have a direct voice to the C-suite, showing on average they were three levels away from the CEO. Now, why do we care? ConnectWise wants you to believe that the conclusion is that SMBs will pay more for security and will switch because of it. Or is it that SMBs are just accepting this as part of the course of business, just like big companies are? I recently made the argument to not accept the risk that the vendors want you to. What if the customers just want to ignore it? Because they seem to be. JumpCloud and LogRhythm's data shows it's not an active concern nor where customers seem to want to spend their money. ConnectWise's own research tells us that too. It's dropping as a priority, not increasing. I think we're looking for enough security, but not everything security. As I've highlighted here before, taking on security is also taking on risk. Decide how much you actually want to take on, if it's your best opportunity. It could well not be, or need to be actually paired and embedded in a more important one, like business solutions. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, a bonus episode this weekend as we dig into applying digital transformation to diversity efforts. Talk to you again on Monday.